If a particular person invites himself into your home, you will probably either be very happy or you'll be very angry. It depends on the quality of your relationship with the person. If you like him, you'll be happy. If you don't like him, you'll be angry and annoyed. But if Jesus Christ invites himself into your home, you should definitely feel happy, honored, thankful, like Zacchaeus did when Jesus called him down from the sycamore tree in Jericho and said to him, "Zacchaeus, today I must stay in your house." Of course, the real question is, when Jesus entered your home and actually began to interact with you and your family, how would he feel? Would Jesus feel at home? Would he feel welcome? Would he feel like he belonged? That's the issue I want to deal with today in my homily, because in point of fact, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, does invite himself into your home and into mine each and every day. I say that because the family is called the domestic church in the Catechism, and the church as a whole is called the body of Christ in Scripture. This means that every Christian family, every domestic church, is a place where Jesus wants to dwell, as he dwells in the church as a whole. I think it's safe to say that Jesus did feel welcome in Zacchaeus' home the day he visited him, and for a number of reasons. First of all, Jesus probably felt that way because he knew he was an important person to Zacchaeus. Generally speaking, people feel welcome in your home when they know they're important to you, when they know that they're special in your eyes. Which leads to the obvious question, I think. How important is Jesus Christ to you and to your family? Where is he on the list of your priorities? I know many families, for example, for whom the worship of Jesus at Sunday Mass is very important. Unless they're on vacation, or unless they're involved in some sporting activity, football, baseball, soccer, whatever, or unless it's the week of Grandma's big birthday party. I know families for whom worshiping Jesus at Sunday Mass is very important on Sundays, but not holy days of obligation, like the one we have this coming week, All Saints' Day. Remember, they call them holy days of obligation for a reason. Attendance on holy days is obligatory, not optional. In all honesty, how important is Jesus to you and the people you live with? Is he welcome under your roof because he's the most important person in each of your lives? Jesus also felt welcome in the home of Zacchaeus because Zacchaeus talked to him. Obviously, if somebody comes into your home and you don't say a word to him while he's there, he's probably not going to stay very long. He's going to get the message that you really don't want him around, and he'll leave. How often do you and the members of your family speak to Jesus? Do you do it together at family meals? Do you do it at every meal, even meals that you take out at restaurants and the like, in public? Do you pray at other times together as a family? I'm happy to say I've known parents in this parish who pray together with their children every single night for 5 or 10 minutes during the years their children were growing up. They offered personal intentions, they said a decade of the rosary, said a few other prayers. It was nothing fancy, but you can be absolutely certain that Jesus Christ felt very much at home when that type of activity was going on. Jesus also felt welcome in Zacchaeus' home because the man sincerely repented of his sins. And as a typical tax collector in first century Palestine, Zacchaeus, no doubt, had lots and lots of sins to repent of. Jesus felt welcome in and through Zacchaeus' repentance because this is why he came into the world. He came specifically to forgive sins, to save human beings from eternal death. As Jesus said at the very end of the story, "Today salvation has come to this house, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." And notice, Zacchaeus expressed his sorrow by vowing to make amends for the wrongs he had done. He said, "Lord, I shall give to the poor, And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over. Zacchaeus knew that he needed to do penance to undo the damage, or at least some of the damage, that his sins had caused. Jesus Christ feels welcome whenever people sincerely repent and whenever they make amends. How often do the members of your family say, "I'm sorry" to one another and mean it? I confess, my sister and I were growing up, I said "I'm sorry" to her many times. Sometimes I meant it, and sometimes I didn't. How often do the members of your family make amends to one another? And how often do the members of your family say they're sorry to Jesus directly in the sacrament of reconciliation? Parents, how often do you take your children to confession? How often do you yourselves go? Hopefully, when Jesus entered Zacchaeus' house, he didn't see or hear anything that upset him. I say that because people feel welcome in a home only if they're not scandalized or embarrassed by what they see and hear there. Would Jesus feel welcome in your home if he heard the way members of your family speak to one another? Or would the language he heard upset him? Would he feel at ease watching your favorite television programs with you? Or listening to your favorite music with you? All the stuff that you download from iTunes or some other online source? Speaking of downloading from the internet, would Jesus be happy sitting at your computer and visiting your history of visited sites on the web? And would he find his image prominently displayed in your home? I got to tell you, I always feel very welcome in homes when I find my picture on the refrigerator door, which I do from time to time. It's great. It's a nice feeling. It really is. Would Jesus find an image or two of his dear mother in your home and his dear friends, the saints? Or would he find other disturbing images on your walls and on your furniture that would scandalize or anger him? Lord Jesus, our homes are not perfect. You know that far better than we do. None of us lives in a family in which you find a perfect welcome all the time. Sometimes we may put other things ahead of you. Sometimes we may ignore you by not praying as we should, as often as we should. Sometimes we may hurt family members and not repent and make amends. Sometimes we may fail to create a loving, holy atmosphere in our living space. So today we ask you in a special way for the grace to help us to improve. Help us to do whatever remodeling is necessary to make our homes, our families, our domestic churches more welcoming to you. Because if we can create homes where you feel welcome, Lord Jesus, chances are everyone else who comes through our front door will feel welcome too. Amen.